I am so pleased Rudy Ramos is with me and joining us for this wonderful High Chaparral reunion. Rudy, hello.
Hi, Susan.
How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Isn't it absolutely incredible that after 40 years, this show had such an impact on people that they come back for a reunion like this?
No, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, even though I was just a small part of Chaparral, the fourth season, you know, the people were just very, very special people. I haven't really ever been around a crew, and I've done a couple of series after that. I haven't been around a crew that was that close, and you do get close, but it might have been because we were all living in Tucson together, or I don't know what it was. Maybe it was because they were all together. A big part of them were together from, you know, the very beginning. But yeah, whenever I go around, I see the love for Chaparral. When I do these autograph signing shows, or these Chaparral-themed autograph signing shows, and you know, it's great to see the stunt guys that were on the show, and Bobby Hoy and Don Collier, and how the people just love them. They hang on every word that they say. I mean, there's always a crowd around Bobby Hoy and Don Collier.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, well, and there's a group of people.
And there's a crowd around you too, Rudy. I mean, the role of Wind was an interesting addition to the High Chaparral. I must ask you, because I think everybody would love to know, how were you cast in that show? Had you done a lot of things before that?
No, I hadn't done. I had one credit. One credit. That was it. I had done a small part on Ironside, and about 6 months later, I got a call to come in to meet with Milt Hammerman, and I auditioned in his office. We did, I don't think we read Wind. I think we did a scene from Hat Full of Rain, which is, you know, an American classic Michael Gazzo play. And then Milt obviously saw something that caught his eye, and he asked me if I could come back in the afternoon. So Milt took me to Mr. Dortort's office, and we read there, and before I left the office, they told me the part was mine. I think I hung around in the afternoon, and just when all the stuff was being done, I think that's when I met you.
Yes.
So I went through the audition process just like everybody else, you know, from Milt to Mr. Dortort to, you know, I think pretty much the next week I was in Tucson filming.
Isn't that wonderful?
It was fast. And the thing is, although I had only one credit, coming in at that time, I was well trained, even though I had only been doing it a couple of years. And I love Cameron Mitchell,
yes.
But you know, he was a veteran actor and had been around a long time, and he just kind of was very comfortable staying to himself, like Leif Erickson and Linda, Henry, everybody was just so kind to me, but they weren't rowdy. Those bunkhouse boys were rowdy.
And, well, they should be.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And it's 40 years later, and they're still rowdy.
And they're still rowdy, as we could tell by earlier interviews. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well Rudy,
Susan,
thank you so much for this, and we hope to talk to you soon.
And would you say hello to the big guy for me?
I will absolutely do that.
Okay.